You ain't no damn game warden, are you? The poacher snarled. I looked him straight in the eye and lied. Game warden? I ain't no game warden. The poacher paused, mulling over my answer, then added quietly, Then why are you asking so many questions? It was early in my 18-year career as an undercover wildlife law enforcement officer, and I was learning things every day, the hard way. One of those things was knowing when to push for information and when to sit back and listen. Obviously, I'd asked one question too many and too quickly for this particular poacher. Poaching, the illegal taking of wildlife, goes on every day in the United States and throughout the world. Many millions of dollars change hands annually from the illegal sale or trade of antlers, hides, horns, meat, feathers, fur, teeth, claws, gallbladders, and other wild animal parts. As a result, wildlife populations, including those of some endangered and threatened species, suffer, and legitimate, law-abiding sport hunters get a black eye. My very first undercover investigation was Operation Clanbake, so named because one of the two groups of poachers targeted in the case called themselves the Clan. Begun in the spring of 1992, it was intended to identify and arrest those responsible for the illegal killing and sale of white-tailed deer in southeast Ohio, as well as the illegal snagging and sale of walleyes from the Maumee River, a major Lake Erie tributary in Ohio. The impetus for the investigation was a series of complaints received the previous year about two families of known poachers living near Laurelville. These complaints spurred a discussion among Division of Wildlife Law Enforcement supervisors who decided to respond by trying an undercover investigation in the southeast section of the state. When Operation Clanbake began, I was a uniformed wildlife officer working in central Ohio. However, two previous jobs gave me experience that helped prepare me for undercover work. Before joining the Division of Wildlife, I had served as a natural resources instructor at Hocking College in Nelsonville, Ohio, while also working undercover in my spare time for the State Department of Liquor Control and the local county sheriff's office. When I proposed working undercover to my supervisor, I learned that some Division of Wildlife officers in the northwest part of the state were already considering an undercover project. A confidential informant had contacted one of the officers, Don Carter, offering to provide information about a group of poachers living in Toledo, a large city located on the western shore of Lake Erie in northern Ohio. Such an idea was new, however. The Division of Wildlife had never before had a covert wildlife law enforcement unit and had never conducted an in-depth undercover investigation. Everything we were considering was new and untried, and as we would all eventually learn, this undercover project was definitely going to be on-the-job training. The initial months of the operation took place in Hocking, Fairfield, and Ross counties in southern Ohio, and at the beginning, my cover was anything but watertight. I was issued a leased, unmarked pickup truck. However, a law enforcement check of its registration led back to the name of the truck's leasing company, not to me. In undercover work, that's not good, and I'll explain why later. In addition, I had no covert identification, no driver's license issued under an alias, no false social security number, no fictitious documents at all, in fact, papers we soon learned I absolutely needed. To get me these false credentials, I suggested that my supervisors contact the Ohio Department of Liquor Control, the agency for which I'd previously worked undercover. I knew they had extensive experience equipping their covert officers with these credentials and would know what I needed. But all of that took time, so it wasn't until we were well into this investigation that my partner and I had proper false identification. After reading the intelligence reports about the suspected poachers and being briefed by my supervisors, I headed for southeast Ohio. I was expecting a limited investigation into the illegal taking of white-tailed deer and wild turkeys. I had no idea how large the investigation would eventually become, nor that it would involve much more than just violations of wildlife law.